Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room.
Except Texas, Matt Brown still sucks.
There's the blitz! Touchdown, Lehman! Touchdown, Oklahoma! Williams got him on the blitz! Lehman on the pick!
You take the blue pill, the story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want. You take the red pill, you stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
I hate that guy.
Whoa.
Hey, college football fan, Dave Bartu here. And this is the TLC breakdown of Week 13's college football games for Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. In order on your spreadsheet, I will just go right straight down what we got for each team. Starting with the big game, Cal hosting Stanford. Cal has just gotten off to a rocky start. They played two games, and they've been shitty in both of them. Stanford has significant talent edge in this game. Offensively, this is 111th versus 100th in scoring efficiency. Defensively, 107th for Cal, 64th for Stanford. So Stanford has the most talent. Coaching, I'd say it's pretty even in terms of the coaching profile, but certainly with scoring efficiency year to date, Stanford has the best unit on the field. So the pick preseason with just TLC is Stanford. The pick for Friday's game is Stanford as well. It did appear that the line opened Cal minus two and has since moved to Stanford minus two. If I got to lean on that one, I'm taking the Stanford defense and the better talent. Stanford wins and covers at Cal. Liberty at UMass. Well, we know UMass sucks. I mean, their numbers are just bottom of the bucket with Akron. Liberty, scoring efficiency on offense up to 19th in the country. But in typical Hugh Freeze fashion, the defense is still not very good. You need to win a game as an underdog, take Hugh Freeze. You need to lose a game as a favorite, take Hugh Freeze. And seriously, at Ole Miss, that's the roller coaster he was on. He would win huge games, and that's why everybody loved him. But what got lost in the shuffle is he would lose games he wasn't supposed to lose. So, no, I don't think he's the best job for South Carolina, all things considered. Even if you're just looking at his coaching on the field, you consider everything. I don't think the fans are going to be down with that. Texas hosting Iowa State, probably the prettiest game on paper for Friday. You've got the number 9 recruiter Texas versus number 49 Iowa State. So obviously a big talent gap there, but hell, what's new? Actually, that gap has shrunk quite a bit with Campbell's recruiting. Offensively, Texas at 26, Iowa State at 15. Now, weather's supposed to be crappy, so no over-lean on this one. Defensively, though, still very strong. 45th for Texas, 39th for Iowa State. Both numbers lean Iowa State offensively and defensively, but not enough. I'm taking the Longhorns at home and their talent to win this football game. Iowa hosting Nebraska. Iowa, number one, at 34, their talent metric is not that far from Nebraska at 20. And in fact, if you probably threw in some of the attrition at Nebraska, it's probably not that far apart. But the big number, you got the number 14th defensive scoring efficiency going up against 107th scoring efficiency offense. The Huskers' offense is just hammered shit. And they're going up and against, that's an elite defense. I mean, it's top, in terms of the Power 5, it's top three. Nebraska's not going to score. I know the trend is Nebraska line is, it's been moving. It moved a little bit towards Nebraska. It opened at minus 12, jumped up to minus 13, back down to minus 12, 12 and a half. I don't know how Nebraska's going to score two touchdowns to keep it close. If I'm betting on this one, I am taking Iowa minus anything under 14. North Carolina traveling, or actually North Carolina hosting Notre Dame. Talent-wise, not that far apart. North Carolina at 22, Notre Dame at 15. which gives us a North Carolina pick. Notre Dame's recruiting has slipped enough where they're no longer elite. They're what I call sub-elite. This is a Notre Dame. This is a team good enough talent-wise to get to the playoffs, good enough talent-wise to get to a national championship game, but not good enough talent-wise to win it. The matchup in this game is Phil Longo's number 14 offense versus the Notre Dame's 17 defense. Tasty right there. I think the weakest link in this is the North Carolina defense at 58 and the Notre Dame going up against the Notre Dame offense, which isn't weak, but much stronger at 37. So by the numbers, talent edge, Notre Dame, but home field to North Carolina. Coaching, I'd call this pretty much a toss-up. I'm going to go with slightly better scoring efficiency in Notre Dame. This opened at -7.5 for Notre Dame. It's since dropped to -5.5, which makes sense. These teams are very, very, very even on paper. If you're going to watch this game, watch it for Phil Longo, who I think should be the next head coach at one of these Sun Belt, Conference USA programs in the Southeast, since he is out of Texas and has been in the Southeast area basically his whole career. South Florida hosting UCF. South Florida, 115th in offense. Boom. They suck. Defense is 84th. UCF, 28-65. So everything points to UCF here. Better coaching, better talent, better offense, better defense. The only thing is it's on the road, so who cares about that? You got everything else in your favor. I don't even see the line on the damn thing right here in front of me. Oh, there it is, all the way at the top. Central Florida by 25. Ugh. Yeah, no thank you. Who knows where that's going to go, but we'll just skip making a lean on that altogether. Wyoming at UNLV. I'm curious on the line here if it's tight enough. Ooh, it opened at -13. It's all the way up to -16.5, which I don't think is even a bad line, because you look at these numbers, talent-wise, it's the same thing. Coaching, there's probably not a bigger gap between head coaches, between Craig Bohl and Marcus Arroyo right now. The offense for UNLV, 113th. The defense is 126th, going up against the 60th best offense, the 43rd best defense. Wyoming's going to kill these guys. I'll take Wyoming minus the 16.5 right now on the road, because you know the weather's going to be good in UNLV. Yeah, well, I hope Craig beats the holy living shit out of UNLV, who hasn't even covered a game yet. 0-4, hasn't even won, hasn't even covered. They are horrible. Eastern Michigan hosting Central Michigan. Two poor recruiters, edge to Central Michigan there. Performance-wise, definitely an edge to Central Michigan. This is the number 69 offense for Eastern Michigan, going up against the number 55 defense for Central Michigan. So I'd call that a wash, even though it favors Central Michigan. But if you look at the other side of it, the number 32 offense for Central Michigan versus the 88 defense, I don't think that is going to be close at all. Eastern Michigan, solid last year. It opened -4 in favor of Central Michigan. It's up to -6.5. As long as it doesn't break 7, I would lean towards Central Michigan, given the numbers in the game. Oregon State hosting Oregon right here in my backyard. Big talent gap, obviously. Coaching, strong lean to Oregon. But when you look at the numbers, you got the number 54 defense for Oregon, the number 70 offense for Oregon State. So Oregon State's gonna put up some points, but it still favors Oregon. The big one is you got the number 11 offensive scoring efficiency in Oregon going up against the 87th best defense in college football in Oregon State. The line has moved down. It started at -16.5. It's down to 14. Oh, look at that. You're down to 12.5 at sportsbetting.com. So I am leaning towards Oregon. Anything better than -13.5 against them. San Diego State and Fresno State. This game was canceled, but this is just a little bit of note here. Fresno State, 38th on offense, 29th on defense. This is a really, really balanced team this year. Really under the radar. In fact, the Mountain West has a lot of good numbers that are really under the radar this year. A lot of good coaches out there. Fresno State, Brennan at San Jose State, Craig Bowl at Wyoming, obviously. Even San Diego State, I'm kind of holding my breath on it because it's Rocky Long's defense. It's Hoke's first year. Give it a couple years for the bad recruiting to kick in, and I think San Diego State's going to fall right off the map. Washington State, Washington canceled as well. I was looking forward to this because this would have been the number 17 offense and the number 20 offense on the field. I think this was an automatic over, and I'm totally pissed that Washington State didn't take care of their shit. So that is the breakdown of all the Saturday games for your spreadsheet. Hope you enjoyed that. Good luck with all of your bets. This is Dave Bart to the College Football Matrix. Thank you for joining me.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now in this very room.